Nation. It's party time! P-A-R-T. Why? Because I gotta!
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say. Whoa, it's in my brain, it just won't come out.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Jeff Lutz.
Tense is okay, I don't mind it. But Duda doesn't take anything seriously, so, and that's great.
I don't know what that is, man. Hey, cuckoo, baby, don't tell me.
And Jason Duda, for today anyway.
I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what's going on, that's all.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We have the three-man booth today with Jason Duda in the house. Been a little bit. He's been predisposed on the golf course or whatever Duda does. He certainly doesn't divulge those things to the two of us. Bob and Jeff here to co-host. Max Power Producing Engineering. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. We were out at Side Pockets last night for our fantasy draft. Good group. Drunk group, but good group. And Duda showed up. And how'd you feel about your team?
Pretty good. I can't find it, though.
Well.
Virgil, this app thing, not going to go over well.
I tried to tell him, don't not change going over. These
not
people.
Kidding.
What about me? I seem to be doing fine with it. You
you couldn't find it until like 3 seconds ago. You were losing it.
The last time I looked, he hadn't downloaded the teams. But now he has. That's all I was saying.
Wow.
Here's my team right here, pal. Take a gander.
Your team's going to be so bad after about 2 weeks.
Well, why is 2 weeks going to make a difference?
You'll be okay. McCaffrey's going to get hurt. It's just going to
Who's on your team?
I don't know. I can't find them.
Jaden Daniels, Josh Jacobs, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson. We need a tight end, so help us out. Help us out, one of you.
On your team?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants one of my tight ends.
Or one of yours.
Well, why didn't you draft a tight end?
We were about to draft Bowers, and then Duda took him.
So you don't have a tight end?
We have one, but I don't know why I don't know why anybody needs two.
Well, you don't really, but here's the
trade for one. There's your answer.
Here's the thing about a 16 player league with 10 teams. Here's what I did. I made sure I had plenty of depth at all the positions.
I
wanted tight ends. I wanted 4 or 5 running backs, 4 or 5 receivers, a couple quarterbacks.
I have one quarterback, and that's plenty.
Well, good luck with it. I took Caleb Williams because I want him in case he blows up.
You want him to be a mentor, mentee under Josh Allen.
I took Caleb Williams because there's a chance he becomes
But he's
star.
Never going to play over Josh Allen, so there's
I don't know
point?
If he will.
I don't know that.
Well, I don't know that.
Come on. You don't know. That's why I took Jaden Daniels. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe he explodes. Maybe he's running the ball for 100 yards a game.
How come he didn't take Justin Herbert instead
Here's
of whoever?
The thing about
who does
what
Justin
I've learned.
Herbert has to throw? Who does he have to throw it to?
Who does Jaden Daniels have to throw it to? Just McLaurin.
He's going to run the ball, though. And he's a backup.
Here's the thing that I've learned. You're not very good at this, Jeff.
Sure I am.
Not really.
No, you never compete. You're never in there at the bitter end like I am.
Because I'm not bitter like you two.
Like you now, you're throwing me in there.
Yeah, you were mean to me yesterday. I didn't like
well,
that.
Well, because you're on the naughty list. Right
what did
now
I do
from the week before? So don't even start with
no.
Me.
We didn't get into it over text.
No, we can get into it at break. We're not getting into
Let's
it
hear
on
about
the air.
Duda thought
we
he was doing the show
on,
Thursday
right?
Because you told him he was. I, however, and he forgets this, and I'm not like saying it like, oh, I gotcha, or like you're in more. I'm just saying what happened, and it was very brief. I'm not trying to like super defend myself because it was very brief. I understand why he may have pushed out of his memory or whatever. I said, I got David Michael Hahn Thursday. He says, well, that you got that day covered then. And that was all the interaction. There was no more, so I can, again.
What? This was last that Friday before.
Yeah, when you were in studio.
That's funny, because when do you text me when I know I'm free?
The weekend.
Right. And I said I could do Thursday, Wednesday,
but
Thursday.
But I had told you very briefly.
No, no, no. You asked me about Tuesday. And no, I said I couldn't do Tuesday.
I said I've got Thursday.
You weren't going to be there.
Very briefly. I'm not trying to make you wrong. This isn't what this
is
about.
So he texts me at noon to let me know that his buddy's coming in to do the show, and I'm not.
Well, here's the thing.
Weren't you kind of relieved?
No, Duda likes doing the show.
I love doing the show.
Here's the thing. You know he wasn't relieved.
Oh, absolutely not.
Here's the thing. Duda's our number one pinch hitter.
Of course.
Okay? If he's unavailable, then we go to people like Anthony and David Michael Hahn. But Duda is always the first choice. And I hate saying that because
this
makes it sound like I think he's valuable.
Well, you just did. Thank you.
Well, you've insulted me and my team, and here I am. Whatever. But that's how this show operates.
So it's all fine, but I'm going to hold him over the coals for a while because that's what I do.
Of course you are. You're petty and you don't let go of things. That's fine.
He made up for it with his shirt yesterday. So that's all
What was his shirt?
Shorzy.
Oh.
A Shorzy shirt.
Well, there you go.
Except he didn't get me one. So then now he's in the doghouse again.
Maybe for Christmas.
So who's your starting quarterback?
Lamar Jackson.
Who's yours?
Right now, it's Kirk Cousins.
Ooh, boy.
Or Daniels. I mean,
or Daniels.
I'd go with the high ceiling guy, but
I'm going to run Daniels out there the first week.
Well, I'm going to rush. I'm going to run Josh Allen, but I got a itchy finger for Caleb Williams. I think the Bears are going to be for real. I do. I think that. I'm just going to say it, and you can mock me or whatever.
They're loaded up. I mean, they got the weapons there right now. There's no doubt about that. The weapons are there for the kid
to
be good.
And I took a couple of the weapons. Well, one of them. We'll see.
You think I should pick up Isaiah Likely?
Go ahead. That's the backup to my guy.
If you're already looking for people to pick up, you've done it.
We took a tight end very, very
late.
By
the way, Isaiah Likely is really good, but Mark Andrews is
their guy.
Mark
Andrews was hurt most of last year.
Understood, but Likely's really good.
I know. He's likely going to be their starter down the line. There you go.
Whoa.
There you go.
So good.
They could play. They've got a lot of interesting possibilities with that Baltimore offense. They're going to be that first game on Thursday night. My God, how many people are going to watch that? Chiefs and Ravens.
A couple hundred.
I mean, that's so interesting.
A lot of star power in that game.
Then they got a Friday game, right?
I think so.
They got a Friday game.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's either the Jets or the Packers.
Maybe the Jets and the Packers.
No, it's not the Jets and the Packers.
So what you have is you've got week one. You've got the Thursday night game between the Ravens and Chiefs. Friday, you got the Packers-Eagles. Sunday, you have a full slate, and Monday, the Jets and the 49ers, which is interesting in and of itself, right?
I suppose.
Wasn't
the game Rodgers got hurt week one, wasn't that a Monday night game last year?
Yeah, it had been.
Sunday or Monday night game. It was
Sunday
or Monday.
Night game.
Yeah.
It was the fourth play.
If that happens again, I won't shed a tear.
Well, I thought you used to be a Jets guy.
I did used to be a Jets guy.
They have Breece Hall.
They got a lot of good players. They got Mike Williams.
Breece Hall was the...
Garrett Wilson.
Very high.
Yes, Tyler
he
Conklin.
He was the second pick last night behind McCaffrey.
Yeah, it's Breece
Hall. How did you morons let me get CeeDee Lamb at 9? I understand he's holding out, but he's going to play.
He may not play for a while.
He's going to play.
Here's the problem with those guys that hold out, though. They always seem to get injured in the first month that they come back.
Could be.
You don't know, but that's why I passed.
Well, I hope it works out for you. And to whoever took Saquon Barkley third, come on. Is that a good pick?
Who was that? Was that Lonnie?
A lot of beers being passed around last night. Not going to say anything else.
Yes, there were.
I don't know who.
Was there this morning at 4 a.m., let me tell you.
I can't remember who took Barkley number three, but it seemed a little high.
A little bit of a reach.
Kelsey seemed a little high, as good as he is.
He's not even going to be the best tight end. I think Laporta's kind of taken that over as far as
pretty good.
As far as a fantasy.
And Laporta lasted a while. I really wanted him, and he was taking about two or three picks ahead of me.
Hate when that happens.
But I got McBride, who I think in Arizona will be good.
You
want to
make a deal for him?
No, I like him.
Okay, well, I'll get Bowers then, and it'll be good.
I'll trade you Schultz.
I'll trade you Andrews.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's think about it during the break. So will I.
I'll trade you Schultz.
No, I got my eye on Andrews right now.
Why wouldn't he?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, that's a good pickup.
Oh, well, he doesn't have him yet.
I think McBride's going to be a guy.
He probably will.
Yeah, I had him last year.
There's a lot of weapons in Arizona this year.
And I got a few of those, including...
Or two, maybe.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
That was a good pick. We were probably going to take him on the way back around.
I love my team. And I'm predicted to score the most points in week one.
That's why we're talking about it.
That in 12 cents will get you.
I wouldn't be talking about it if
nothing.
I'd been predicted to score like Jeff.
Exactly.
Jeff's worried. He's,
I don't know why my predicted score is so low.
How do you find this stuff? I can't even find it on here. It's driving me nuts.
111? That's just like,
Jeff will help you during the break. Here's what we have
today.
I'll
make you a trade. I'll help you for Mark Andrews.
Here's what we have on the show today at 2:45. Tim Fitzgerald will be on as we preview Kansas State football. Fitz, of course, GoPowerCat.com has been around that program for many years. And we certainly have high expectations for Kansas State. Then later on in hour number two at 3:25, Jason Shear will be on to talk about the Arizona Wildcats. And that will be the final and 16th. Big 12 preview that you've been able to hear on this show.
16 teams.
16 we've
done. Arizona. Ending it with the first alphabetical team, probably.
I feel like I've learned a lot about the Big 12.
What would be your predicted order of finish top five?
This is
going to
be a better conference than some would believe. And I get it. The Big 10 and SEC are going to get a lot of the hype.
As they should.
But I think the Big 12. You just said yesterday you wouldn't even watch Georgia, Alabama. So, but let me finish my thought.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
And maybe I feel differently today.
I think we'll be talking about the Big 12 as perhaps the most compelling of the conference.
No, we won't. Don't do that. Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I can agree with you on that.
I don't care if you. I'm not looking for agreement.
I'm just saying I don't think I can agree with that. That's fine that's your opinion. I just don't agree with it.
Well, that's fine if you don't agree.
I hope it does, but I just don't think it will. I think with the Big Ten, SEC, that's all we're going to
hear. The Big 12 cannot put a game out like Oregon, Ohio State.
I didn't say it's going to be the best.
I know, but compelling is I want to watch
it, and
I'm interested.
The reason I say compelling, it's going to be a dogfight to see which of these teams can get into the playoff hunt. It's not going to be that way in the Big Ten or SEC.
Sure it will.
They're going to have four or five teams.
Yeah, and the sixth one's going to be pretty good.
Nobody cares about that.
No, nobody.
This is going to be...
Yeah, we want to see if it'll be West Virginia or Iowa State, man.
This is going to... No, it's not going to be one of those. But if it is, that's compelling.
No, it's not.
You know what, dude? Last night when I asked you to take Jeff out.
Oh, it was close. He almost got it last night.
If you'd have only done it.
I know, but then we wouldn't have the three-man booth today because he wouldn't be able to talk.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
Well, that's okay, too.
But anyway, I'm going to stand by that. And maybe it's...
I wish you wouldn't.
Maybe it's a regional bias.
Well,
maybe it's what
it
I want. Because... I'm kind of high on the Big 12 right now. And let me say this about this, okay?
Go.
Look right at me.
What?
Basketball-wise, there's no contest. The Big 12 is it.
All right.
I'll give you that. I would agree with
that. Until the Big 10 and SEC just take over the NIL space, and then that'll change. Oregon has much money.
Well, you are a cocky little you-know-what.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
If I wasn't related to you, I'd have knocked you out years ago.
Why? I like the hat. It's a good look, the League 42 hat.
I don't even remember what hat I had.
Yeah, with the red 42 and the little twill lettering.
Well, let me give a little shout-out to Rob Gear and Gear for You, who came up with these looks. And there's a few more hats right over there.
Yeah, they're nice.
Are those yours, Jeff? You got to take those home?
I'll probably take a couple.
No, you're not taking any.
I think you should.
I've come very close today to saying, Jeff and Duda, you could each have one. But
Which one do you want, dudes?
But now the fact that you're mocking me.
I'll probably take the navy blue one unless that's the one you want.
Both of you.
I'll take the rest, though.
All right.
You're not taking the rest.
Probably.
And as long as you keep talking down to me, you're not getting a hat.
I'm not talking down to you. How am I talking down to you?
You're
getting all fired up.
You're not right. You're an old man.
Well, that's true, too.
You said that.
Okay. Nobody listens to old people.
You said that.
It's not a big deal. You're okay.
I didn't say that.
If you ever do, we got problems.
I will.
We got problems.
There it is again. No hat.
Oh, I was talking about trying to get on my, trying to find my team.
You know what?
No.
You may say
I might not even be on. Maybe I'm not even in it.
You may say I'm old and that I don't have a clue.
Oh, I
found my team on the new app.
Oh, I don't have a clue with this stuff. I told you guys that last night.
Some of these team names are bad.
Well, we can change them.
I'm going with the Black Bulldogs.
Can't we change them?
Of course.
Can we go on the side and change them ourselves?
Of course.
Well, you should be able to.
Well, I tried to get on my laptop. Now, I couldn't get on there, so I don't know what email he has for me.
You probably have to enter your phone number. I don't know. It's very strange.
I'm not sure I like this.
Right. I told Virgil. And did Virgil listen? No,
you're the one who wanted him to do this.
No, I said because I only said that because you were like, I can figure it out. And I knew you guys would not like this change. I knew what was going to happen. But what
is it too late to do it on ESPN?
I don't know. That's a question for Virgil. Virgil, very underhanded commissioner.
Oh, there's an accusation.
Good luck getting a trade through now.
Entered the teams. And then went in and picked somebody up immediately before everyone else knew that free agency was open. And he picked up Justin Herbert, who might have been a sought-after guy. But
no, he was drafted.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
He was not.
He was not drafted.
What? Yeah, he was.
He wasn't.
He was not drafted.
Yeah, he was drafted.
God,
why did Virgil pick him up as a free agent?
Maybe he was already on his team.
You could replace your head.
Oh.
That's why you should have taken Herbert. And Trevor Lawrence.
Khalil Herbert was drafted.
I'll go pick up Lawrence. I'll pick up somebody if I need to.
Yeah.
There's like a dozen quarterbacks sitting out there.
Imagine how better your quarterback situation would be if you had Lawrence and Herbert instead of Daniels and Cousins.
Cousins will be fine.
Mm.
And Daniels, we'll see.
We'll see.
That's a crapshoot, that one.
Who's your? Who are your two running backs to start?
I don't know.
You don't remember who you picked? Weren't you writing it down?
I got Kamara.
Yeah, but you got him later. Is he one of your top two?
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs and Alvin Kamara. That's bad.
Well, that's not terrible.
It's not great. Mine are, what do you think of mine, Jeff? McCaffrey and Pacheco.
That's pretty solid.
And McCaffrey's good.
And Pacheco isn't?
Well, he's not bad, but it doesn't catch many balls.
He scores about 900 touchdowns.
He'll be okay. Who are your wide receivers?
You got White and White.
Harrison and Diggs are my starters.
Harrison and Diggs.
We'll see.
That's a little weak. You're always going to be weak somewhere.
Nobody has a completely dominant team.
I've got
Lamb, Ayuk, DJ Moore, and Malik Nabers, and Zay Flowers.
And you're predicted to score the fewest points.
I have the best receivers.
Where am I predicted to score?
I'm at 111 somehow, which is so stupid.
Well, obviously it's
team
true.
Team 10 is at 117. Like, why am I at 111?
What's my team?
122.
Oh, my gosh. What a head and shoulders above the rest.
Wow. Lonnie's not happy about us giving him crap about Barkley at 3. That's too bad, Lonnie.
Lonnie, we tell it like it is here.
That's right.
We don't withhold any punches. You took Barkley at 3?
Bad.
I almost threw a beer on you to wake you up.
Lonnie's a wonderful human.
He is a great guy.
Don's a great guy. Brought me zebra cakes.
They're all great guys. We appreciate all of them last night.
Well, we
out.
Appreciate the guy who brought me zebra cakes the most.
Not really.
No, not really.
Everyone's the same.
I forgot about those this morning. I would have made a nice
Shannon
breakfast.
Was great. Shannon was in complete fantasy football mode.
He was.
He's nuts. He's like, oh, who got picked at 434th? Like, dude, relax.
You know what? That's what I like about Shannon.
He wanted to know what was going on.
Why don't you relax?
I was relaxed. That's my point. Like, I'm going through it easy. I don't know who I'm taking. And I take them, and then I'm done.
And you're predicted to finish last.
I'll get a tight end here during the break, and then we're going to be on our way.
Going to get a tight end during the break.
All right, time for a break. This is the three-man booth here on KFH. Bob, Jeff, Jason, Max back in the studio. Stay with us.
KFH.
Taking advantage of that, Duda?
I haven't been there, nope.
Not yet, anyway.
Maybe the family ought to head over there.
When?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever you have
He's
some
time. He's a busy
time.
Guy.
I haven't. Our family hasn't been together until, like, bedtime.
Problems?
In the last, no, a couple weeks. Soccer, tennis.
Well, that's a problem.
There's lots of problems.
Join the club.
Yeah, and how many guys asked you if you're ever going to actually get to one of the games for Jackson?
Nobody needs to worry about that.
And even Lonnie's son, Logan, plays on the team.
Really?
He got two.
Plays on what team?
Plays for Mays and plays with United on Jackson's United team.
Is he a varsity player already or what? JV? What?
I'm not sure who's playing what. They just had their cuts and stuff today or last night or something. So I'm not sure.
So they'll know that when?
Well, today. Meeting today at... I don't know.
We do? Your parents invited and everything?
Yeah, we got something going on. We got to go down there. So.
Well, let me just say this. Unless he's on the varsity, I'm not coming.
A lot of excuses.
Well, you know, he's not going to be on the varsity.
He wasn't even in high school like the last 7 years you've been saying.
Yeah.
He
wasn't even in middle school.
Right.
Actually, I think when it first started, he wasn't in school.
I'll get there. When he plays at Mays South, you know, just as the crow flies, that's just a... hop, skip, and a jump for me, so.
Okay.
I'll get over there.
I'll let you know.
When is the first game? Do you know? Do you have a schedule? Do you know anything?
I know nothing.
I think that should be the question. Do you know anything?
No, I don't know a lot.
What does he need to know?
And I'm okay with that.
Well, I'd like to know what the schedule is.
Dads don't know stuff like that.
I look the next day and see what I have to do, and then we go from there.
I always knew when your schedule.
Well, yeah, you were the only parent in the household.
September 3rd is their first game.
There you go. Where is it? And who is
JV
it against?
Varsity against Eisenhower.
What's the
at
what,
Mays?
At Mays, what time's the JV game?
4:45.
Oh, you can hop right over.
I could go right after the show.
Yeah. As the crow flies, you could do whatever you want.
Zip right over.
Again, what day is that?
September 3rd. You should go because I got a fantasy draft with the boys back home, so I might not make that game.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't it?
Wait a minute. His first JV game.
God, you're so easy.
His first high school game.
So simple.
Yeah. And you may not go.
Oh, well, I might go, but I might have to leave early.
Yeah, it depends on what pick he has, what round it is.
I'm going to have to get settled and squared away.
That's poor important. Kid of yours.
Important stuff, man. We'll see what happens.
I tell you what, I can't remember this specifically, but I'll guarantee you when Jeff was playing,
yeah,
in ninth grade at North, basketball and baseball, I'll guarantee you I saw every game he played.
Interesting.
Wow.
I doubt it.
No.
Some of those JV games were like out in the middle of nowhere, it seemed like.
I saw him. Where? Give me an example.
Did you go to our game at East?
Of course I did.
Our JV game at East.
Yes.
Because I think I might have pitched.
I went to that one. It was on a not a great field.
Yeah, I was pitching to like Jesse Barnett, but I
you,
believe.
You had a pretty good day at the plate, as I remember.
I painted the corner.
I didn't care about that.
So good.
Where else did you play?
I don't remember.
I remember you playing in Newton.
Yeah, that's that was my last JV game, I think. Or something happened.
You played over at North on that old field, the practice field, which...
I hit a bomb on that one.
Yeah, 211 down the line.
No, that was pretty... get into it pretty good to hit it out of...
to center, one of those fields?
And there was no center.
And the softball team was practicing in left field.
Yes.
It wasn't great. Yeah, I was there.
You had to touch it a little bit to get it out to right.
Please.
I didn't even get it out. They just made up a ground rule and said it was a home run.
But anyway, the point being, you can't miss your son's first high school game.
Well, I'll be there for a little bit. Don't worry about me.
Why can't you just do it on the phone and watch the game while you're doing it?
Maybe I'll bring my iPad with me and do it and see if that works. But I don't want anything to go wrong.
You're gonna take your chair. You're going to sit secluded from others. You're going to just be in your own world. You're going to watch the game, and you're going to draft.
What time's the draft start?
6. Well, no, that's 7 here. So actually, I'll be done. I'll have time.
Do you think about anything?
I might leave at halftime so I can go get some food before I get to the draft, though.
Well, if you do, I'm gonna suggest to your wife that when you get home,
yeah,
that she has all of your stuff in the driveway.
Well, that could happen.
I'm gonna suggest
she might just need a little nudge. Maybe that's all she needs. So maybe just hold off on that for a little while.
Jeff, get her on the show. It is Friday. You got so many questions.
She doesn't want to come on the show, or Duda has told her not to.
Because she knows. Here's what she knows. She'd have to defend this.
So what? You know, we're all, it's all fair game. Everything's fair game on this show. Very little that isn't.
Well, how do you know that?
You're
under the assumption that that's what's going on.
That's my assumption, yes.
That's your assumption. Obviously, it's wrong.
If this thing was going on in anyone's life, I would presume that, yeah, that there's... I'll tell you what. Had I been married at the time Jeff was playing his first JV game, and that wife, 1, 2, or 3, had...
4, 5, 6.
you don't even know what you're going to say.
You still would have gone to the game. Yes, we love. Yes.
Had not been at the game, I would have left her.
Yeah?
Really?
Wow.
I doubt it. I didn't need a stepmom at the game.
Oh, now stepmoms don't matter.
No, I'm just saying I didn't need a stepmom at the game.
Well, I wasn't married at the time.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have moved the needle
for
me.
You didn't appreciate it when one of the women I dated... at that time.
I don't even remember them coming to one of my games.
Came to a game.
I don't even remember that happened. I doubt that it did.
You don't remember it when you were very young and the person I was seeing at that time came to every game?
Well, that was different. That person was different.
How so?
I didn't know what your relationship was, so it seemed like it was more like a friend coming to watch you.
Friends with, well.
No, I didn't see any of that.
Is this good when we talk about this
stuff? I don't know. I'm happy.
Well, you seem to be.
I enjoyed listening and
you seem to just want to hear it.
Well, of course. Who doesn't want to hear it?
And here's the thing. Let's get to the phones. But reluctantly, because I'm on a roll right now.
Well, oh well.
Here's Anthony, the big fella. What's up, Anthony?
I want to know who left the relative that's out at May South. Because I was just out there last
week. Say that again, Anthony. You kind of broke up.
Yeah, who has the child that's at May South? Would that be Jeff?
Duda's got a child at Mays.
Oh, at Mays, okay.
And two of them, actually. South. One plays tennis, the other plays soccer.
Okay. Well, yeah, Jeff, you need to go out there and watch every game. Every game.
Why me?
No, that's Duda, not Jeff.
Oh, Duda? Oh, well, dude, even more so. All the people out there watching Wichita Thunder hockey, dude, you need to go out there and watch them for sure.
Darn right he does.
Well, of course I'm going to. You guys are nuts.
I just want to make sure.
I want to create.
You can't listen to Bob because he stretches everything and makes it sound just absolutely absurd.
Hey, I got to listen to Bob.
Or 100% in his own favor.
Hey, I got to listen to Bob because if it wasn't for Bob, I wouldn't be sitting in that seat you'd be sitting in sometime.
There you go. Thank you, Anthony.
Let's not get crazy. Yeah,
this is a little. That's a little heavy, Anthony.
No, I mean, Anthony gets it. Thank you, thank you, Anthony.
Does he?
Well, I mean, Duda wouldn't be sitting there either.
If what?
Whatever Anthony said. Without Bob.
Without Bob?
Oh.
Ooh, now we're.
That's a tough claim to make.
That is a tough claim.
Well, who do you think?
Tony.
Tony Dusing, really?
Oh, yeah. Boss, man.
The guy's barely awake.
I mean, wow, what a horrible thing to...
Well, he gets it.
He's in Florida now. He's not listening. So, yeah, you would take digs
at him.
That
makes sense.
Max, burn that tape.
Rerun it. That's a promo right there.
Yeah, just put that on loop.
Listen, we got a good show. It's cohesive. We got different characters on the show. By the way, next Thursday, we make our first picks.
Already?
Of the season. Yes.
Let the pencil whipping start.
Yeah. Let's,
all right.
I'm going to need to keep my own records.
You say that every year.
Yeah, you never
do. I don't want to do that.
And you never do, and I do
sounds
a fantastic
like just so
job.
Much work. Yeah, but you miss stuff.
I don't miss stuff.
You do.
Max missed stuff. I don't.
You do. Max does. Nobody's perfect every week.
That happens.
Because sometimes you'll see a 3.5-point spread and the team wins or loses by three. And
well, if you see a mistake on your team, then all you got to do is let me know.
Yeah, we
but
will.
You don't.
I think I won it last year.
No, you didn't.
Who did?
I won.
Who won it, really?
I won. Dude, you're never even... You'll be out of this in the fourth week.
Just give him till Thanksgiving. He's got it.
Okay, I'm not.
All
picking,
I need.
I'm not picking
when I make
KU.
My move.
I'm not picking Kansas.
Nope, not this year. I'm gonna do it again. Not one time.
Really?
Yeah. Give me a call, KU Pat. Let's have it out right now. Let's get her done.
Well, you're gonna cause him to stroke out. He can't stand that, and I don't blame him. I mean, that's mocking.
Who they got the first game?
Lindenwood.
There's probably not even a line on that.
There will be no line on that game. Then they go to Illinois.
There'll be a line on that.
Which is one of the early season games I'm most interested in.
Could be. Could be good. Could be interesting. Could be
not that I think Illinois is great, but to go on the road and play in the Big Ten, and when you have the expectations that Kansas has, I think it'll be fun.
Funniest guy in the world.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, you believe it in your heart, kid.
Tim Fitzgerald joins us. GoPowerCat.com. Frequent guest on this show. Always happy to have him. Fitz, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're doing well. We started down this path of Big 12 previews a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. This is number 15 that we've done. It's caused me to be highly intrigued about the Big 12, if I wasn't already, with all the contenders and all the things that could go well and could go wrong. How do you feel K-State stacks up as we get ready to embark on this season?
I really like this team more than I have, honestly, probably since 1998. I just feel like this team's got something about them, and maybe it's the Avery hype that I played a role in, but let's be honest, I'm not hearing anything negative from coaches or players either. And so I feel like that it's got this team feeling very confident. I think they're really confident in their defense. And while everyone focuses on Avery, I feel like the defense believes it has something to prove, that it can also carry the weight of this program. So, you know, you just never know about injuries. You know, every team changes when their quarterback gets hurt. I think K-State would change drastically if that happened. So I'm a little guarded from that respect because he's going to be in peril running the ball quite a bit, and we'll see how that pans out. But I'm telling you guys, I think this is going to be a really good K-State team.
Wanted to ask you about Avery from the standpoint of we really got to know him here in Wichita, I mean, a little bit as far as, you know, media coverage and things like that. And he came off as a humble kid, and I'm not insinuating that that has changed, but what does change in these college athletes when they're given these amazing cars, they're given a lot of money? It's pretty early in this NIL process to maybe judge the psychology of that, but is that something that you think about at all? Like the pressure increases when they're getting all this money and luxuries?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad car he's driving around.
Not at all.
Lavender might stand out a little bit. You probably can figure out it's Avery. Look, I've covered a lot of athletes, and I've seen a lot of teams. I've never seen a true freshman like last year so quickly gain the respect of his teammates and be such a natural, just kind of casual leader. He's not trying. He just does it. I always go back to this story when he was a recruit, went to the Elite 11. Big deal, you know, the best quarterbacks in the country. A lot of the best receivers are there to catch passes from him. And one of the 24/7 national analysts said, when we got on the bus, everyone surrounded Avery. They just gravitate towards this kid. And that's really what I've seen at Kansas State. He's a very humble kid that understands life, as his parents, you know, recognize. He's an adult. He really is. He always has been. And another great quote is, you know, his dad told Ryan Wallace, my recruiting guy, that, hey, when he walks in the room, he's an adult. He's the adult in the room, even at home. He just handles everything so level-headed. So we'll see.
Well, and obviously, I'm kind of curious, too, your thoughts on Dylan Edwards. You know, was there, wasn't there, now is it? How is he fitting in, hon? And is he going to be an every-down guy, or are they going to be – what's going to happen in the backfield?
Yeah, this will be interesting, Jason. This is one of the things I'm really interested in watching this team follow, how they're going to distribute the ball. How are they going to use Dylan Edwards? Because DJ Giddens is a proven commodity that they can rely on. It's not like he's good. He was really good last year and can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think the presence of Dylan Edwards will make DJ Giddens even better. Yeah, he'll be the backup running back, but he'll also play some receiver. He'll return kicks. I think they're going to get him on the field every opportunity they can. I'm excited to see if they go two-back set at all with those two back there behind Avery, because God bless the defensive coordinators, got to figure that one out. They love him. They think he's fit in really well. You can tell Dylan's a happy soul being around Avery, who's, you know, one of his closest friends in the world, and being back in Kansas, he's thriving. And, yeah, Matt Wells, the co-offense coordinator, just earlier raved about how good this kid is and how they have to find ways to get him the ball, because when he gets the ball, something happens.
We're previewing Kansas State football with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. So we had John Kirby on yesterday to talk about KU. Kind of similar, because KU has a kind of a throwaway game to start. Kansas State plays UT Martin, should handle that one very well. KU goes on the road for, in my mind, an especially intriguing game in week two at Illinois. And K-State kind of does the same. They're going to New Orleans to face Tulane. That's an interesting game early.
Yeah, they both are. I mean, look, I honestly think that Illinois isn't that good, but it's their home field. It's a Big Ten program. They have pride in that. I think KU will roll in there and win. I'm less confident in K-State because, you know, Tulane proved to itself it can play with this team and, you know, this program. So we'll see what happens. You look back at the 22 season and you kind of wonder if K-State hadn't lost to Tulane in that shocking home loss, would they have won the Big 12? Because I think that galvanized this team. Like, yeah, we screwed that up. We can't do that again. And for the most part, they were better because of it. But I think both teams will win these games. I think both teams are outstanding. Both teams have great quarterbacks that both teams change if there's an injury to one of those quarterbacks. So this is going to be a fantastic year of college football in this state.
So we believe we know what Kansas State has in Avery Johnson. The backfield is really good. The receivers look good. The defense looks good. What about the offensive line? That's where they maybe lost a little bit. They lost the best blocking tight end probably in the country. So how is that group kind of rounded into form, and how important is it that those guys kind of learn and mesh quickly?
I'm with you, brother. I'm telling you what, I got to see it because they were really good last year, but not necessarily early in the year. It took them a while to kind of galvanize, and I think that'll be true this year. The problem is Tulane week two, Arizona week three. You don't have much time to galvanize. Now, the other factor here is Avery's the type of quarterback that can compensate for a while with offensive line issues by running out of trouble. But that means you're also not protecting him, putting him, you know, in a place to be injured. So they've got to get that offensive line set. They have more experience along there than maybe we're giving credit. They technically returned three starters, although Hadley Panzer is, you know, moved to the left guard just to replace Cooper Beebe. No big deal. And they have a new left tackle. So we'll find out pretty quickly. I think this is underlines the importance of that Tennessee-Martin game, is trying to work out some of those kinks and making sure everyone's game ready.
And how do you think that this is all going to pan out? I mean, new 16 teams, it's just hard for me to go there with that, obviously, with the new teams in. Where do you see K-State falling in the ranks here? Where are they going to finish?
Yeah, I think this game for Kansas State comes down to maybe three games, which would be starting with West Virginia. And that game comes on the heels of going to Colorado and before playing Kansas, which is the second game on my list. So I feel like West Virginia is a real trap for K-State. You can't be coming off the high of, you know, all the national media seeing you beat Deion Sanders and everything, the circus in Boulder. And forget that West Virginia is a pretty good football team with an absolute warrior at quarterback and a coach fighting for his life still. So that's a good team. Then you got Kansas, which is an outstanding team, great coach. Maybe some questions on defense, but that offense can beat most teams, even if they have questions on defense. So that's scary. And then, guys, they go into this three-week stint of teams they should beat. Let's be blunt. I mean, they've got Houston on the road. They come home, play Cincinnati and Arizona State. That's a great way to kind of wind down your season. You don't get those huge tests. You can't look past anyone. But then you go to Iowa State at the last game of the season in late November. I promise you the weather won't be worse than this season in Manhattan, because that would require about 10 inches of snow. I think Iowa State is a sleeper in this conference. I think they're going to be outstanding. I think people aren't keeping a good enough eye on them. They were really young last year. They got better through the season. I truly believe that game could decide who goes to Arlington for the Big 12 championship.
Final moments here with Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. It's interesting to analyze schedules. You got into it some, but there are five ranked teams in the Big 12 going into the season. K-State plays three of them all at home, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona. But I wanted to ask you, Fitz, about the staying power of where we are in college football, because it's obvious the SEC and the Big Ten have made a power grab. What's this going to look like in 5 years? Are we still going to be interested in anything, I'm talking about at the highest level, in anything other than those two conferences? Are they out for clear and total domination?
They are. I think the SEC's capable of that. I think the Big Ten's a joke. They've got, you know, they've added some good programs, but they're still really soft in the middle and bottom. I mean, let's remind everyone, Colorado beat Nebraska last year. And I think that's kind of a definition of where that Big Ten West has been over the last few years, certainly since Wisconsin kind of backed up and wasn't as good as they had been. I think it's really important for the Big 12 to get into that playoff, try to sneak in two teams, because I know that the powers that be are working against him. I hope there's enough honesty in college sports to pick good teams over big brands, but I'm not confident of that. And if the Big 12 gets into that playoff, they got to win. They got to win some games, particularly the team that wins the championship, gets the bye, and then probably has to play a 5 or 6 seed from the SEC in the second round. Yeah, you got to win that game. And, you know, I'll be honest, that's a tough matchup. The third team out of the SEC is tough. And that's what makes them great, is their upper echelon is elite. And everything else is pretty similar to the Big 12. And I think that's what the Big 12 needs to cash in, is that we can match up with teams below Georgia and whoever, if it's Alabama again or whoever else emerges. They've got to win games. It's just got to prove it on the field. We can talk all we want, but until you put up some scores, it doesn't matter.
Well, you and I have been around a long time. I'm highly intrigued by all of this. I just hope I'm highly intrigued down the road as well. Fitz, we always appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, boys. Absolutely. Anytime.
Tim Fitzgerald, publisher, creator of GoPowerCat.com. And there you go, a little K-State preview. One more left. We'll talk about the University of Arizona coming up in hour number two. It's Bob, Jeff, and Jason, three-man booth. KFH Radio, back in a moment.
Radio you can touch.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I'm certainly not going to sit here and be subjected to the assertion that our good friend Jason Duda is a legend.
I hear you loud and clear.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not with you. Jason Duda, Thunder hockey legend. I love it. For today, anyway.
That would be terrific. That would be great, huh?
Terrific. That was terrific.
In Jason Duda, for today, anyway.
That is true. That is,
you like it.
Woohoo!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
And it's going to be legendary.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show. I think we're going to play a game. Duda got complimented last night.
That's unfortunate.
Out of side pockets about his inane game.
By many people, I may add.
I watched a couple episodes of The Real Password over the weekend, so I feel like I might be ready to really dominate.
Well, you haven't dominated yet.
I've never lost.
So we're going to play Duda's game. Max, it is time.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the
ball.
Game.
Here we go. The most ridiculous game ever. But apparently, three guys who drink a lot like it. So
they're
here we
good
go.
Guys.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Our audience.
They're wonderful guys.
Fantastic.
Oh, they're just salt of the earth.
Pretty much.
And salt on the rim of a lot of their glasses. Go. What's the name?
That wasn't bad.
Well, we're going to play Password today, but we're going to make it a little more difficult. It could be anything. Could be anything.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
As if it's not always been could be anything.
Well, last week he said it could be anything, but it was all... Or 2 weeks ago, it was all Olympic sports.
That's right.
Well, here we go. Do
these have a theme?
Nope.
These
could
be
just,
anything.
That's random.
But I'm saying he said that, and then it ended
up
that
there was
a theme.
Don't listen to what Duda says.
That's right.
Here we go.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Defending champion gets to pick.
All right.
I'll go second first time.
All right.
Okay. Bob, are you ready?
Yeah. No, let me think.
You're just making sure.
Orange. Yep.
Warning cones.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to have to implement that, but the answer is you're wrong.
For another game.
Yeah. October.
Halloween.
Oh, God. Oh.
Gosh dang it.
Pumpkin.
Lantern.
Pumpkin.
You are correct. 1-0. See? Now he likes the game again.
That was terrible. Of course it was pumpkin.
What a great game.
Of course it was.
How did
pumpkin.
You not get that?
I don't know, because orange is Halloween colors, and
yeah, is that it?
Orange and black, yeah.
All right, Bob, you're you
I'll
want
go
first?
Second?
You want second? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Ball. I hate these.
You just said you loved it.
The World Series.
Grips.
grips.
Yes.
Ball and grips. Golf.
Turkey. Bowling.
Correct.
Beautiful.
1-1. Lonnie, that one was for you.
Why?
Because he said you got to do a bowling one. Right. So he was giving them to me. Pretty good. Not bad.
Did you say right. ball?
We'll probably have another bowl.
No, I put ball in there. He wanted to go with pins. I'm like, can't do that. That's too easy.
It is.
All right. Jeff, do you want first or second?
Second.
Shine.
Moon.
Road. Shine
road. What do you shine on a road? What do you shine on a road?
Come on.
Mirror.
Tall.
What?
Tall.
Shine road tall. Streetlight.
Very good. 2-1.
Really?
Streetlights.
Those are terrible clues.
Really? Because somebody got them.
Yeah.
So if you get it, how is it
never
terrible?
Has won? And it's just throwing
why are you
anything
like
at
this?
The wall.
Well, you got to throw it at the wall. You got to make a guess.
Whatever.
Obviously, you got it right.
What's the score?
2-1.
2-1.
Bob, you're up. You
know
first?
How they play the real I'll password?
Go, what?
I'll go second.
If you get it first, you get 7 points and then five. And
we'll refine it later.
Is this, this isn't the real password.
I'm just saying.
This
I'll
is
go
the
second.
Canadian
Let's
version.
Go. We okay. only have limited time here.
We have plenty of time.
We got lots of time.
No, I have a guess. Let's go.
Am I first? I'm
Your
second.
First, he wants you to go first. He wants second.
Yeah, I'll go second.
Okay.
Words.
Scrabble.
Read.
Book.
Good job.
Oh, my God. This was tough? You said this was tougher?
Oh, I gave the wrong clue the second one, but that's okay.
No, then we throw that out.
That would have been tough.
We throw that out.
It's still a clue.
Next. But you want to go first or second?
First or second?
First.
Players.
Golf majors.
Kicker.
Players, kicker. Soccer.
Wide receiver.
Football.
Team.
I don't know.
Quarterback.
Fantasy football.
You are correct, Jeff. 3-2.
That's the dumbest.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they're wrong, one of you guys are always,
we're
always
gonna,
dumb.
50% of us are going to be yeah. angry after
That's,
every one
it
of
doesn't
these.
Matter.
That's just inept. Next.
One of us figured it out.
Oh, okay. What do you want?
Me?
I don't know.
I sure. think it's his time.
Yeah, it's your turn. First
I'll go second.
Second. All right. Comfort.
Couch.
Size.
Comfort size. Bed.
Walking.
Yeah. That took out what I thought it was going to be. Comfort size. Walking. Blanket? I don't know.
Marathon.
Comfort size. Walking marathon. Shoes.
You are correct.
Oh, God. Just horrific.
4-2, baby.
Just a horrific display.
Jeff,
of
you want first or second pick?
Second, please.
Game.
Game. Monopoly.
Soccer.
Foosball.
You are correct.
Yeah, boy.
Dumb. Idiotic.
Standard. Just standard. What's the score? What do you got?
4-3. I lead.
4-3.
All right. So, Bob, you pick.
He
you
apparently leads.
I'll go second.
Water.
Swimming.
Boat.
Lake.
Vacation.
Water, boat, vacation. Arkansas.
Big.
Big. Water, boat, vacation, big.
I got it.
What do you mean you got it?
I got it.
Ocean.
Cruise.
Correct.
Oh, dang it.
There it is. Well, are we tied up?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right. Jeff, first or second?
First.
Money.
Monopoly.
Cards.
Money, cards. Poker.
Clip.
Wallet.
You are correct.
Stupid.
This is such a good game. Have I complimented you lately on how good this is?
This game will be the ruin of this show.
I think it's.
I can't believe that the higher ups, and I'm talking about.
They have saved this show.
The people in St. Louis at Odyssey haven't nixed this.
It may save the whole Odyssey company.
It might. It's saving this three-man booth.
That it is. Now, Bob, you're up. You want one or two, and I'm going to tell you on this one, it's important to pick the right
two.
One. Drink.
Mai Tai.
Cold.
Beer.
Correct.
Oh, my God. Why didn't I just say that?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to come up with something creative. What a terrible game.
There's some gifts out here, and there's still a couple gifts, one for each of you later on.
What a terrible game.
I'll go second.
No, it's my turn to guess.
It should be tied, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's so my...
Jeff's up.
You guessed or picked last time. I'll go first.
Eat.
Restaurant.
Onion.
Eat onion.
Yep.
Hamburger.
You are correct.
Oh, God. Just absolutely sickening.
That's a great guess.
What's the score?
6-5.
Well, you put onions on four things.
Well,
it's not his thing. It's my thing. It's what I ate last night at the draft.
Next.
And stole my ketchup.
You stole the mustard first and then gave me the ketchup and then came and took it before I even used it.
No one gave you the ketchup.
Then how did you come and get the ketchup then?
Because someone, I don't know, it was put on our table, then somehow it went over to your table. If that's Lonnie, then we'll have a conversation.
Here we go. What's the next one? I'll go second.
Thriller.
Michael Jackson.
Drama.
Movie.
Correct.
God, that's so easy. Good God. What's the score?
7-5, I think.
Really?
Well, think about it. Don't just Thriller, Michael Jackson.
Well, what else would it be?
Movie.
Yeah.
Would I have?
No, you wouldn't have.
Exactly.
But come up with something a little more difficult.
He's not
going to
come up with Michael Jackson. That was a dumb guess.
One or two, Jeff. Huge. This is huge. Oh. You got to pick the right number.
I guess I'll go two then.
Legs. Yeah.
Legs. Lena Horne.
Roll.
Legs, roll.
This is a little tougher. Now you're mad because it's hard.
Gymnastics.
Dumb.
Farm.
Legs, roll, farm. Legs, roll, farm.
Yeah, this was not important of who went first.
Yeah, it is.
I guess the next clue will absolutely give it away.
You should be able to figure it out.
Legs, roll, farm.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Mud.
Legs, roll.
If he doesn't get it, you're
farm,
getting it for sure.
Mud. So something that rolls in the mud on the farm. But I don't know where legs comes from. I'll just guess cow.
Bacon.
Pigs.
Oh, God.
That's what they do, man.
I know.
See?
Well, how you have legs as a part of that?
I don't know. You needed an animal.
Why?
Well, because it has to be some sort of.
By the way,
as an animal,
it's 8-5.
We got about 6 or 7 left.
It's my turn to guess, and I'll go
eight,
second.
Five. No, it's his turn.
Yeah, you go. I go second.
I just picked.
You go second. Yeah, you just picked.
Yeah, so
you get the first clue here.
Right. What night. Is it?
What's the clue?
Night.
I already know.
Bedtime.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Night owl.
You got it.
This is an absolute blowout.
You got to come back, man. First or second?
Second.
This is an unbelievable blowout.
It is. Second, okay, so...
I'll get this one.
Yellow.
Submarine.
Roll.
Butter.
Pay.
Yellow, roll, pay. Yellow, roll, pay. No clue.
Drive.
Yellow, roll, pay, drive. I have no idea what this could be.
Flag.
Taxi. I didn't say it.
Taxi.
I didn't give up. All I said was, I don't know.
Thank you.
That's not a guess.
I don't know.
He says that all the time.
That's true.
Throw that one off.
That one's off.
No, it's not. You wouldn't have gotten that.
Yes, I would have. I was about to say taxi.
You liar. You absolute fabricator.
There's no lie. I was going to say, oh, taxi? I don't know.
Right.
So I get that.
No, you don't get it.
I get it because he cheated on my turn.
I'll go second. It's 9-5.
You'll go second? Okay.
What does roll have to do with a taxi?
They roll. They move down. They roll down the road, man.
They do?
Here, you want an easy one? You got it. He went second.
Schnurr. Shorzy.
Correct.
That's what you're trying to get him back in the
that
game.
Was the next one, you went second. What am I supposed to do?
You're trying to get him back in the game. That's I don't know if that was the next one.
Well, I do. I'm looking at it.
I don't trust you.
I do. I trust you with all my heart. I'll go second.
Oh. St. Louis.
Cardinals.
Correct.
Unbelievable.
You should have went first.
What are you doing with this?
I told you there was one each that was
simple. You said these were tougher.
I said there was one each that was simple, and those were the two. If you'd have went first, you got to choose, you probably would have got it.
Sickening.
Thank you. 10-6.
Jeff.
How many more do we have?
I think we got like four.
You got to get them all, my friend.
It's his turn to...
I'll go second. And we need to hurry. We only have 3 minutes.
Closet.
Car.
What was the first clue?
Door.
Door, car. Door, car. Sedan.
Open.
Open car door. Jeep.
Lock.
Open car door lock. Open car door lock. No clue. Don't have a guess.
Turn.
Driving.
No, I'm out of clues. Let's see.
What's the answer?
No, I got another one. Chain.
Chain?
Yep.
No clue. What's the
bike.
Answer?
Keys.
Open door.
Keys. Lock. Keys.
Dumbest.
Best one ever. I got you guys.
Ever.
Six you clues. Be. Six clues.
Open,
what do you do to open a door?
Roll.
How do you open a
yellow.
Door?
Not,
how do you start
clues.
A car? How do you
those
start a car?
Clues. Open.
Lock.
Door.
If it's locked, what do you need to open it?
Yellow.
Open door.
And
lock,
if you got to turn something,
flag.
You turn the key. You guys just didn't get it.
Dumb.
Ball.
Okay, we got time for two more.
Okay. Who's up?
I don't know. Who cares?
Jeff. Jeff
I'll
gets
go
the win
second.
There.
I get that one, he said.
You go second? Okay, Jeff. Home.
Home run.
Water.
Home and water. Faucet.
Clean.
Home, clean, water. Shower.
Correct.
Yes, boy.
Oh, whoever
10-7.
Whoever gets this one's the winner.
No, I lead 10-7.
10-8. He gave me the one.
Do you want the first?
I'll go first.
Numbers.
Statistics.
Round.
Round numbers. Even numbers.
Hands.
10.
Tick.
Clock.
Correct.
Gosh dang it.
What was the second clue there? Even?
No, round.
Why round?
Because a clock is usually round. The numbers go around. Not in all
no,
of the clocks.
Most clocks now are digital.
Not in all the clocks, but in clocks, the face is usually round.
Well, I want it. So I win at 11-7. Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations.
Plaudits. Great game.
That was a
well done.
10-9, maybe.
We'll be back and talk with Jason Scheer next. Arizona football, our final Big 12 preview. Stay with us.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
All right. We are joined by Jason Scheer. We're going to talk Arizona football. He is the senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com and the co-host of the Wildcat Scoop podcast. Jason, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're talking with some strange bedfellows with Big 12 expansion, and here's Arizona now in the Big 12, coming off a very interesting and good season, a lot of wins over really good football teams. The coach has departed for Washington. What are the expectations for the Wildcats in 2024?
I think the expectations are pretty high, you know, based on the success of last season, which was one of the best seasons in school history, and they returned the core of that team, and they added some new pieces. And, you know, I think that the expectations are probably higher than they've been in years. The success of last season came as a bit of a surprise to everyone. They, you know, they were supposed to be pretty good, but not as good as they were. And now that they've established that, you know, this could be a winning football program or have good seasons, the expectations are probably higher than they've been in quite a while.
So the Arizona was obviously involved in that coaching carousel that started at Alabama, went over to Washington, and ends up with Brent Brennan. What have been the early impressions of him as the head coach?
Oh, positive. You know, it's always going to be decided by how they do on the field. But, you know, the first impression that I think people got is he had to keep the core of the team together from last season, and that was his goal as soon as he was hired, and he did a great job in keeping those pieces here. And then since then, he's been, you know, nothing but positive. You know, there haven't been any negative stories or anything like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be judged by guys on the football field, and that time is coming next weekend.
How were the not only the players but and the program and the media and the fans, how was it received going to the Big 12? I mean, obviously we knew with the Pac-10 it was kind of a disaster with them, everybody leaving, not going to be there. Is Arizona happy with being in the Big 12?
Yeah, I think there were two groups of people. There were the people that grew up on the Pac-12 that it didn't necessarily want change because the Pac-12 is what they were used to, and there were other groups of people that wanted out, that were just tired of the Pac-12 and didn't feel like it was a great fit for Arizona. I think now that time has passed and Arizona is officially in the Big 12 and the football season starting and other sports has already started, I think that most people are fine with being in the Big 12. And it's exciting. I mean, with football, especially, like, these opponents that Arizona's facing, some of them they've never faced. You know, others they faced a few times. But, you know, these are new programs coming to Tucson. They're new places the football program is going. And the exposure in the Big 12 seems to be better than it was ever in the Pac-12. But I think people are excited about it.
Well, I'm excited about it. And I've been around a long time. Jason Scheer, our guest, he's a senior editor and publisher of WildcatAuthority.com. I really like to analyze schedules now that they're completely unbalanced, which has been the case in both the Big 12 and Pac-12. But Arizona's schedule is really interesting. A couple of non-conference games against New Mexico and Northern Arizona. And then back-to-back games on the road in Manhattan against K-State and in Salt Lake City against Utah, who are two of the teams being discussed most as the favorites to win the Big 12. Is that a good schedule twist for Arizona or not?
It's even more interesting because the game against Kansas State is not a conference game. It was agreed to years ago.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah, and Arizona tried to get out of it, and Kansas State didn't really want to, and they just basically wound up agreeing to just stay in it. So the schedule to me is interesting. They start out with two games. They should win easily. But those next two games at Kansas State and at Utah are going to tell us a lot about Arizona. I mean, to me, a positive result is a split. If they somehow find a way to win both of those games, you know, we're talking Big 12 title and college football playoff probably, because that is by far the hardest two-game stretch on the schedule. They miss Oklahoma State. They miss Kansas. They miss Iowa State. So, you know, if they could somehow come out of those games, you know, with a split, you know, I feel really good about Arizona's, you know, the rest of their season. 0-2, and you start to wonder, 2-0, and, you know, the optimism surrounding the program will probably be at an all-time high.
How good is the quarterback-receiver combination for Fit and McMillan, and how much national attention do you think they might start to receive this year?
I think it's as good as it gets. You know, T-Mac is one of the best players I've ever covered. Just naturally gifted. His catch radius is I've seen very few college wide receivers with his catch radius. You know, he's legit. Fifita is also really good. I think that people, when you look at him, you're a little turned off by the fact that he's like 5'8". I mean, and it's a legit 5'8". So he's not a big guy at all, but he has a strong arm and he's really, really smart. But, you know, he's known T-Mac since they were little, and the connection they have is really unique. And, you know, my guess is that, you know, I think T-Mac is getting more national attention now and Fifita's getting some, but if they roll into that game at Kansas State and they put up a good performance, I mean, that game's on Fox on a Friday night, national television. If they perform well there, I think that media coverage probably takes off.
Why don't you give us, for here who don't get to watch Arizona very much, give us a little rundown offensively, defensively, who to look for, where the strengths are for this team.
Yeah, offensively, like you mentioned, you know, Noah and T-Mac are very clearly the strengths of this offense. The running back room, I think, is going to be really good. They added a transfer from New Mexico, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, who ran for over 1,000 yards last year. They brought in Quali Conley from San Jose State, who ran for 800 yards last year. So the running back room is strong. Their O-line is good, but they don't have much depth. So if they have an injury on the offensive line, it's going to be a pretty big negative. Defensively, Dwayne Aquina is the defensive coordinator, so they're going to be really aggressive. They have a very good corner in Takario Davis and a very good linebacker in Jacob Manu. Defensive line is solid, but they brought in a bunch of newcomers, so that's something to watch out for. And so there's some new faces on the defense, but that secondary is going to be the clear strength of that side of the ball.
We're talking Arizona football with Jason Scheer of he covers. How long have you covered Arizona now?
Since about 2005.
So quite a run. We know that Jed Fish has left. He's in Washington. Brent Brennan, the new coach, comes from San Jose State, where he had some good success. Is anybody there nervous about losing a guy like the previous coach and bringing in someone who's not a Power 5 coach?
I don't think so. You know, with Brennan, his wife graduated from U of A. His brother played at U of A. His mentor is Dick Tomey, the former coach of U of A. So this was a job that he wanted this time, obviously, but he really wanted it last time as well when it opened up. He was the runner-up to Jed Fish. So this is a job that he's had his eyes on. And, you know, I don't think people are really worried about that. But, you know, at the end of the day, usually when a coach leaves and goes to another school without being fired, it's because they did really good. And you know, with college football and the way it is, sometimes you kind of just have to live with it. But I don't think Brennan really has a wandering eye where he's kind of looking to win at Arizona and then jump to another school.
Well, good stuff. We appreciate our introduction to you and to Arizona football. It's going to be a fun season. Thank you so much, Jason, for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You Thanks. Bet. All right, there you go. We've wrapped up our Big 12 football previews, all 16 teams. If you want to go back and listen on the Odyssey app, Max has them all wrapped up for it. No, he doesn't.
That'd be cool if he did, though, right?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, it would
just
be.
Just press a button and
Isn't that great, Max? Just more work for you, buddy. Sorry, man.
Well, you're the one who suggested it during the break.
Like I'd have thought of anything like that.
The reason I ask about this, the new coach at Arizona, Brent Brennan, he was at San Jose State. They won the conference last year, but they were 7-6 overall. His overall record there is 34-48. I get that he has ties to Arizona, but
well,
might make me a little nervous.
You would think, but what kind of schedule was he playing? Was he playing a tough?
He's in the
I'm talking not his league schedule, his non-conference schedule. If he's
Mountain West is fine. I don't know what he's playing. What am I, the San Jose
State? Always look. I'm just saying
I don't have time to look.
If that's the case, and he's playing a lot of Power 5 schools, then you're probably not going to win that, but it's probably going to help you when it comes to your
last
league play.
Year they played USC. They lost 56-28. Played Oregon State. Tough beginning. They lost 42-17. Lost to Toledo, Air Force, Boise State. Beat Cal Poly and won some games in the conference. They did fine in the conference.
Got to a bowl and played who? Lost to who?
Lost to Coastal Carolina.
There you go.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
I'm intrigued by all of it. Can't wait.
Well, as long as you're intrigued, that's all that matters around here.
If Coastal Carolina was playing...
Why are you lashing out?
I'm not lashing out. I just simply said it.
What do you have to say?
If Coastal Carolina was playing San Jose State, would you watch that game?
No.
No. Me neither.
Of course not.
Of course not.
What kind of dumb question was that?
It's a crazy.
Good question.
Well... It wasn't bad, but you knew the answer.
I did.
Yeah.
We're about to wrap up the show for today. What have you thought of it, dude? Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, fantastic. As usual. I mean,
all right.
Good guess. Unbelievable game. It's solid. Just solid.
Put that hat on. Let's see how it looks.
I don't look good in hats that haven't been broken in yet.
Yeah, you got to. That's true. I'm the same way. You got to break them in.
Yeah, I don't like the big puffy look. That doesn't do.
Well, let's
favors.
See. Let's see. Let's.
I got
see.
A big head, so let me adjust it.
Yeah, give us a second. Like
good
this
grief,
isn't...
both of you. Well, you didn't make it big enough for you, Duda. You had to squeeze it on.
I like them tight.
Do you?
Yep.
Look at this.
Let's see.
Not bad.
That's not too bad. I like the orange. The orange, you can wear orange, man.
Yeah, that's one of my colors.
Yeah, I would think
one
so.
One of my many colors.
Don't the Guardians have a little orange?
They do not.
Red?
Yes.
Isn't it kind of an orangish red?
No, it's pretty deep red.
Guardians beginning a series at home against Texas.
Who cares?
While the Royals at home against Philadelphia. That lead down now to 2. For Cleveland. Minnesota, the other team in contention, at home against the Cardinals, they'll win.
We'll beat them.
Well, we're going to try, but I...
Who's
put
pitching?
Put in a better effort. You got to put in a better effort, the boys.
Well, we won 2 of 3 against Milwaukee, but I have no trust in the St. Louis Cardinals. Andre Pallante on the mound tonight.
Oh, that's too bad. When does Sonny Gray pitch?
Believe he pitches Sunday, maybe tomorrow.
Let's get the revenge game going, and let's have him pitch well.
We'll see. I thought you'd given up.
I have.
Did you see the video of Salvador Perez playing wiffle ball with the kids in Kansas City?
I heard about it. I have not.
He was driving around, saw some kids playing wiffle ball, and stopped his car, got out, went and joined them.
Good for Salvi.
And one of the mothers took video. Said, oh my God. One of the kids recognized him and said, oh my God, that's Salvador Perez.
They probably had a heyday. Just loved it.
That's cool.
Good for Salvi.
Daniel, did you notice the bitterness
in
his voice?
Daniel Schneeman would never do something like that.
Well, nobody would care if Daniel Schneeman.
No one would recognize him. He's batting second tonight.
Why does this all always become about the Guardian?
It always does.
Because I'm disgusted.
Then why are you
talking
about
them? When aren't you disgusted?
When they're good?
And when are they ever good?
For the first 3 months of the year?
But then you're mad when they're good. You're like, oh, this is going to fall apart.
No, because I could see that it was going to fall apart. Did you know for as
you
bad...
You never said that.
Yes, I did. Did you know that for as bad as the Cardinals have been, they're better over the last 50 games than the Guardians?
Well, they had a good run in there, but they...
Guardians didn't.
The Cardinals aren't better than anyone outside of the White Sox and the Rockies and the Marlins. So I don't even want to hear that.
Pirates should be better than the Pirates.
No, the Pirates are better.
The A's.
Paul Skeens pitched great. No, the A's are good. They're not good, but they've gotten better.
They sure have.
And the Pirates, Paul Skeens last night, just another gem. He's going to be. I got to deal with him the next 15 years.
Well,
how old will I be?
5.
Well, you think he'll go elsewhere?
Of course.
Of course he will.
What a cynical outlook.
But he will. We all know he's going to. They're not going to keep him in Pittsburgh. The Yankees or Boston, someone's going to offer him just a boatload of money, and he's going to go. Why wouldn't he? That's how it works in baseball.
I wish Midland had offered you a boatload of money or whoever else.
That'd Midland.
Whoever else was in the Central Hockey
Odessa?
League.
Yeah, I didn't
Odessa.
Think.
Odessa, yeah. I wish they'd have said, you know, come down here.
I think he'd be doing a show?
My afternoons from 2 to 4 would be interesting, wouldn't they?
What would you be doing?
Who knows?
You'd have never met Dia.
I might have been back in Canada.
You'd be a bachelor in
Or I'd be
Odessa.
A bachelor in Odessa.
You could be an oil man.
No women
I'd be
in
at
Odessa.
The bar right now, just waiting for the ladies to get off of work.
You sound like you think that's appealing.
He's smiling.
It might be interesting.
Dia,
a week.
Come on the show. It's that kind of talk that just irritates me.
Oh, does it? I haven't noticed that. Because I don't like doing things
woman
that irritated
is
you.
Salt of the earth.
I just hate to irritate you. It bothers me. I apologize.
It's so tough to do, too.
It's difficult. Super difficult.
You guys,
like
you
he says,
think you get to me.
Like he says he gets to you and it's so easy. It's the same with him.
Well, I don't. Nothing gets to me.
Well, of course not.
Oh, God.
No. Heaven forbid. That doesn't happen, does it?
It does not.
No.
Did you know that this is only interesting to me, but Wichita State, because you can open up college numbers now. It doesn't have to just be 1 through 5 numbers. So they have a number 6, an 8, and a 17 for the first time ever.
In basketball?
Yes.
What do you mean you have to open up numbers?
You can wear any number now. It used to be you could only wear numbers that were 1 through 5, so
right.
11, 22, 30, you know.
Right.
And now they have a
but
6.
Now you could be 38.
99.
Yeah.
What if someone wears 99?
I assume that can happen.
You could be 47.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know. It's just interesting because none of these numbers have ever been worn by Shockers for obvious reasons.
Are they the only school doing it?
No. I think it's throughout college basketball.
Well, who opened that up and why?
I don't know.
Why not open it up?
I'm not complaining. I did. Okay. Why and who did it?
I'm just curious.
I don't know.
It must have been the catalyst for it, right?
So it's like Giannis Bamba, I think, is one of them. One of the new guards. And I don't remember who 17 is, but I should have had that information.
Well, we have Kevin Saul on the show next Tuesday. We'll ask him.
Well, we'll ask him. We'll both forget, but we'll ask him.
Next Wednesday, no show. I received a very sweet text today from our friend Denise Neal saying she wanted to go to lunch. So we're
really?
Going to go next Wednesday.
Well, look at you.
Now, I said that for two reasons.
Because it irritates me.
One, it is nice. Two, that just tweaks him to no end.
Yeah, why don't I can't go to lunch with Denise? What's wrong with...
Are you kidding
me? I like
me?
To eat. I had ramen today.
Are you kidding me how easy that
I have
was?
To tell Denise about that.
What, you had ramen?
Yeah, I went to the ramen place.
What place is that?
It had some Yokohama.
Where is it?
Central and Woodlawn.
Huh.
Is it good? It's just noodles.
It's very good. You can get any kind of ramen.
Well, I don't know what kind.
I got some with shrimp wontons, onions, corn. It's very good. It's quite good.
Well, my wife's working in Mulvane today, getting ready for Old Settlers. And on the way home, she's stopping at Pizza John's.
Oh, that's what you're getting tonight?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Not bad.
Well, we love it.
I know. I know. It's good. We went down there a couple times when Avery was playing tennis or Jackson was playing tennis in Derby. So we'd go early and we'd go to Pete John's.
When does Mays and Derby meet in JV soccer? I may go to that one.
Well, I'll have to take
it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm wearing my Kelly green.
Oh, no surprise. That doesn't shock me.
For Derby.
Is that who it would be for?
Yeah. Thanks,
Jim. He felt like he had to explain that to you.
I appreciate you pointing that out for
You're
me.
You're welcome.
Because a lot of times I can't figure that out.
Thank you.
Let me look. Let me see if I can find
now,
it.
Now, see,
they might not even play Derby.
Oh, come on. They're in the same division.
Of course they will play Derby.
Yes, they'll play Derby. And I'm waiting on you to find out when that game is.
September 26th.
Where?
At Mays.
Hmm.
Oh, I don't get Pizza John's, so I'm not going to go. You find an excuse for everything. It's awful. September 26th.
It is awful.
Actually, Mays is closer.
That's what I was thinking. It's right there.
Can we go grab a bite after the game?
Go to...
No, I'm talking... I'm saying, can we go grab a bite after the game?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right.
Maybe go out to Gambino's. You like
Beautiful.
Their pizza?
We're there.
They got good pizza out there. I like that spot.
What about Bob and Luigi's? We talk about them all
They're
the time.
They're bringing pizza to us.
Yeah.
Coming up very soon. I don't have the... I do have the exact date. I believe, I'll have to look, but Bob and Luigi's in Andover going to be bringing pizza to us.
Yeah, one of our favorite places that we frequently extol on the show.
Well, I can't wait. Oh.
I think everybody knows that about us.
That's happening 2 weeks from today.
Ooh.
Dudo will be there.
In studio.
Well, it's a Friday.
All right, thanks for listening. Thanks to all of you for supporting the show. We're taking the weekend off, of course. We'll be back Monday. We'll see you then.